This is Keith Grabowski, host of the Coaching Coordinator Podcast, and I have today's kickoff message. And I'm going to focus on a word called incrementalism. Incrementalism is making changes by degrees or in small steps. When you think about that, that's what we aim to do as football coaches. Every day we have these long off seasons. We have more time preparing than there is time to compete. And we have to make these small gains throughout it. And we're at a time right now, end of March right here for a lot of us. We've been into our off season now for a few months. Some of us are heading into spring ball, which provides some new challenges. The rest of us maybe have to wait till about June or till the summer till we get going with actual on-the-field football stuff. So how do you keep focused every day on getting better? The idea is incrementalism. It's the key to success. Teams that stay focused and keep getting better at little things within what they install in the offseason, what they're working with in terms of developing their leaders, stick with those things and you will compete for championships in the long run. Those that get bored and try to find success through making big changes in scheme or constantly going back to the drawing board during the season or during the offseason are doomed to fail. Ultimately, getting players to understand this concept is going to help them both on the field and in life. And I picked out a few key quotes that go along with this from some famous people. The first is Desmond Tutu. Do your little bit of good where you are. It's those little bits of good put together that overwhelm the world. Here's another one. Mother Teresa. I alone cannot change the world, but I can cast a stone across the waters to create many ripples. Confucius. The man who moves a mountain begins by carrying away small stones. Abraham Lincoln. The best thing about the future is that it comes one day at a time. And Winston Churchill. Every day you make progress. Every step may be fruitful, yet there will stretch out before you an ever-lengthening, ever-ascending, ever-improving path. You know you will never get to the end of the journey, but this, so far from discouraging, only adds to the joy and glory of the climb. Enjoy every little bit of this. Make your team a little bit better today. Get a little bit better today as a coach. It's incrementalism. It will build up and get you to where you want to be in the long run.
Welcome to USA Football's Coach and Coordinator Podcast, where top football coaches from around the country share their stories, philosophies, concepts, and strategies to help you get better on and off the field. Now, here's your host, Keith Grabowski.
Welcome to the Coaching Coordinator Podcast. I'm excited to be joined today by Texas ball coach, Coach Kirk Thor, from Lake Ridge High School in Texas. Coach, it's great to have you here today.
Thanks, Keith. I appreciate being on the show.
Coach, we have an interesting topic, and honestly, I was, you know, doing all my research on you and saw so many things I was interested in that you guys do on your Twitter that I thought maybe I might have you back another time to talk about some other things. But our topic today is going to be knowledge management. And as you and I were talking just before we started here, I was familiar with this when I graduated from college and I worked for a business, and we called it, or our CEO called it, Mack truck management, meaning that if you walked out the door today and got run over by a Mack truck, how would we continue on and how would the company survive and do your job? And essentially, that's what you've put together for your coaching staff, the idea of here's what we're going to do, here's how we're going to do it. So if you're new and you're coming into our system, coming onto our staff, there's a place for you to understand and learn exactly how we do things.
You know, it's funny. That's exactly what happened with us. And sometimes, you know, new things and initiatives happen because of some tough situations you go through. And really, you know, I've got to give credit to one of our assistant coaches on defense. He had been with us at a previous school as a defensive coordinator and then went into business with his dad and a couple partners and actually did some consulting where they would go in there and help people with those kind of things and risk management and leadership and all that. Well, we hired him back into coaching about 3 years ago, and that's unfortunately the same time our defensive coordinator had his first bout with cancer. And so right before the season started, he was going to have to go have his first surgery and miss 4 or 5 weeks. And so the whole, he was, our assistant was able to step in because he had been a previous defensive coordinator. And as we're talking, he said, you know, you got to have a Mack truck theory, not just for a coordinator, but you need it for everybody. And the funny thing about that year that was, I guess the ironic thing is we had another assistant who had a family member who got sick and he had to miss a week because it was a pretty tough deal. And we had one more that year. So what we did is we said, okay, if this position coach is out, this guy, you're going to cover these kids. Here's how we'll do it in practice. Here's how we'll manage it. Here's how we'll adjust our game plan. And fast forward about 2 years later, we had some new coaches we hired. We had two coaches who left last year for coordinator promotions at other schools, and we hired two new guys. And in our one-on-one talks after the season and kind of our exit, you know, evals and talking, they're like, Coach, it took me a year to kind of figure out the culture and to figure out everything that we needed to do. I knew what we were doing, but I didn't really know the whys. And so we thought, well, we've got to create something. So This last winter, we put together what we had always wanted to do and call it a knowledge management system. So basically now we have a system where a new coach is hired. We can give them in 2 weeks and say, hey, go read all this stuff. This is why we do what we do. Here's the history of why we developed into this. And so I always found that I didn't have enough time. I'd take 2 or 3 days with a coach, but it's always when the busiest time of the year to sit down and answer all the questions. And sometimes you can't answer all the whys because you just forget why we got there. And so what we did is just set up, it's real simple. We just set up in a Google Drive in different folders. We've got 6 different folders that we give access to guys, depending on whether it's a coordinator or a position coach or whatever they get, different access to the X and O schemes, you know, what we call the Lake Ridge Way, our program operations, players, you know, player evals and personnel depth charts, and then coaches, what they need, a matrix for this is what we expect you to know as a position coach. And so they can go in there and spend however many weeks, we think it's 2, to research everything we've done in this program since we opened the school 7 years ago and have a good idea and a better foundation before they come out in front of the kids of what we're doing, why we're doing. And so I really got to give credit to our assistants for the idea, and we've worked through that and continued to build it. So it's been a fun project for us.
Coach, with all that knowledge that you're putting together, does that exist primarily in the form of written documents? Do you have video in there? What have you included within your knowledge management system?
Yeah, the answer is yes. We have documents from every single practice schedule we've had since we opened in 2012. We have, we ask our coaches to create a PowerPoint teaching progression. And everybody used to use a paper teaching progression and writing it down, but we use PowerPoints and do it with lots of visuals, lots of video, lots of pictures, so we can show it to our kids if we want and also give it to a coach who can have a pretty good visual of what's going on. So every positional PowerPoint's on there. We've got video, you know, links to the huddle video and cut-ups that we have so they can know where to go there. So it's a little bit of our leadership U lessons, our character development program, those lesson links are on there so they can understand how we teach and why we teach what we teach. So it's a little bit of everything, which is why we had to go to a Google Drive system to be able to contain all that.
Is there any kind of assessment, or I don't mean that you have to test out of this, but a check for understanding, I guess, to make sure that your coaches who are going through this understood it correctly, are clear on everything, and have absorbed the knowledge, I guess, the way you need them to do it in order to be able to execute and go out and work your program?
You know, that's a great question. You know, as I anticipate us getting this going with you know, full staff with a new guy, I think it would end up being just meeting with me. You know, and a lot of times when you hire somebody new, you spend, like I said, the first couple of days with them, getting them used to it. And then once they get there, everybody starts rolling because they've got their own responsibilities. That guy kind of becomes an island and kind of he learns from being around the staff, which is good. But I think if they on the front end have that couple weeks of learning and then sit down with me and say, okay, write your questions out. What do you have? Here's why we do what we do. Because I think what we found is these new guys who've come on board in the last year or two, that now I'm even going back and they're saying, Coach, this is why I didn't know this is why we did this. You know, I didn't know, and even simple, why do we stretch in squares, you know, in a square where the lines are facing instead of rows and columns? We do that because most of the time coaches love coaches and we love to hang out together. So when you stretch in rows and columns, what you find in most practices and pre-practice is that coaches will all be huddled together talking because they enjoy each other. and the kids are there without coaches. Well, we want to maximize every second we have with kids to build relationships. So when we stretch in that square, when everybody's facing in, it allows the position coach to be there right with his kids, the coordinator to be there with his unit, and me as the head coach to be able to see every kid. We walk around and see kids. It's a lot more interactive. So if you come and see us practice, you might say, oh, it's just a unique way to stretch. That's just what they do. It's just different. Well, there's a reason behind it. There's a purpose why we do it. So something like that may not be noticed as the why until later on down the road. We want to answer that why ahead of time so they know right away, hey, I can maximize right now and do it. So part of that testing would be, what do they do on the field when we get there? They'll be talking to their kids and understanding why we do what we do.
Coach, in looking at that concept, I agree. You have to do that to protect your organization. You have to do it to make sure everybody who comes in is on the same page. How do you account for, I guess, the need to also be innovative? Because I'm sure at no point do you want a coach to answer and just say, well, that's how we've always done it? You
exactly, yeah.
So want to make sure that you are allowing that opportunity for innovation. And so how do you account for maybe those tweaks or those changes that come in along the way?
You know, I think that's a great question, Keith. I think a lot of that comes from who you hire. And I think when you get somebody new in there, everybody brings some unique strengths to the table. And I think, you know, if we were to get some new coaches in this year and we have some that leave, you know, they go somewhere else or start their own program, the guys that we hire will have a little bit different strengths, even though they fit the basics of what we want. And I think my job and the biggest thing that I have to do as a head coach is allow them to pursue their strengths and passions and let them run with it. And so there are certain reasons we do things because it works within our system and our culture and our philosophy, but we want a lot of freedom within that philosophy. You know, we want, when we get a new coach in, you're right, there's new fresh ideas that somebody will bring and new drills and new things that they can do, which is awesome. And I want our coaches to know they have the autonomy to be the head coach of their position, and they do. But sometimes when you come in from a different system, like you said, the new guy coming in has the same issue, and we've all done it. I've done it in new jobs. You think, well, that's the way I've always done it. Why can't we do it this way? That's a better way. When you realize that the program you're coming into has done it that way because they've experienced those steps and maybe found a different way that fits those kids better, and so it's not different or wrong. I mean, it's wrong. It's just different. And so we want those differences as long as it fits within the umbrella of the basics that we have and how we coach kids and what we do. I mean, I want every kid to come off our field. We're going to coach them really, really hard, and we're going to make sure we demand excellence out of them. But I want every single kid to walk out of practice knowing that we love them and we're high-fiving them. And regardless of how they perform, we care about them for who they are. We're going to coach their performance and love them for who they are. And so that's a philosophy that all our coaches know. That's what we expect on the field. So they're going to bring their individual strengths to what they do and how they coach, but they know that's the umbrella that they have to work under. So there's some leeway, but there's got to be underneath the philosophy. But we want new ideas. I think it's great.
Coach Jim Tressel here in Ohio, he always used to say, and I'm not sure he's the guy who invented the term, but he would always say you get what you inspect, with the idea that you constantly have to be evaluating and looking at things and, for lack of better words, auditing those things. I mean, that's what, you know, people do in the business world. They're going to audit their processes. They're going to audit their procedures. They're going to audit the way that they do things. How do you guys go about that on some kind of frequency to take a look at that and make sure that, hey, this, which we started out and we were doing, let's say, 5 years ago, this is still the best way to do it?
I love it. I love that question. We have an end of the season meeting with our coaches. We usually take about 2 or 3 weeks after the end of our season, whenever that ends. And I'll send out a list of questions to our coaches, anywhere from 8 to 10, 8 to 12. And we put this on our Twitter, and it really kind of depends on your own program. But we ask the tough questions, and we'll have a 3 or 4 hour staff meeting. And the questions are everything from what did we do well, to who do people who play us say that we are, to where are the top three areas we need to improve, what does our offense need to improve, what does our defense need to improve, how do we improve our kids' leadership, what did I do well as a head coach, what did I not do well as a head coach, and we ask all those questions, and we go around the table, and everybody brings their answers, and the first thing we say is check your ego at the door. We're in here to get better. The only way to be a continuously improving program is to be able to be honest and tell the truth because we were in here to get better. We're not in here to throw darts at everybody. And we literally go in the room and I open up the, I'd take out the sheet of paper and a pencil and say, okay, here's question number one. And we go around question number one and every single coach answers, every single coach on the staff. And they tell us what, and I just, all I do is write. I just write, 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 write. Go to question two, we do the same thing. And what we found from that is we really are able to say, you know what? Our offensive guys can say, you know what, defensively, I don't think we were as good in here as we could have been better. And our defensive guys say, offensively, I think we need to do this better. 2 years ago, one of our coaches said, you know, when our kids graduate as seniors, we do a really good job of teaching them character. But you know, I think we need to give them one or two more weeks of here's how you bridge from not playing high school football anymore to the last semester before you go to college. You kind of feel lost because I've been in an athletic period my whole high school career. Okay, so he instituted a two-week session where he met with those seniors and we gave them some tools of, okay, here's what you need to go to survive until you get to college. And so what we find is from those meetings, we get a lot of great, honest feedback. And when we get that feedback, then I go back and sit down and compile everything and put them into a list of initiatives. And I've got that list on my desk here from last December, but we've got 2 pages of initiatives that we say, okay, here's what we're going to do to improve. Here's what we're thinking to get better. And then every coach, usually if the coach comes up with the idea or has the complaint, that's the one that's going to fix it. And they're in charge of doing that. So what you find over time, when you look back to 2012, all those initiative pages that we have, you see how we've developed over time and how things have changed and how we've tried to continuously improve. That's what we do. And I think without that, we would be doing the same stuff we've always done. This allows us to really think critically about what did we not do well and how are we going to get better for our kids.
Coach, they always say knowledge is power, and I think education is the key. And I see you have created this system of knowledge that I think could be very valuable for your program from top to bottom. Have you guys extended any of this, I guess, down to your feeder systems, whether that be junior high or into youth football, at least taking some of this and being able to pass it on to the other coaches that are working within your system?
Yeah, we have. I mean, we work very close with our middle school coaches. You know, our middle school is right down the street from us, and so – yeah, a lot of what we do, we give them. And so they're going to have a whole folder. They know why we do things here. When a new coach comes in, they spend time with our middle school coordinator. He does a great job, and they'll spend some time with me. The great thing here about our district, it's an incredible district, and they let us really lead and have be responsible for things. But when we hire a new middle school coach, I'm in there with our middle school coordinator, and we decide together who we're going to hire, which is awesome. Principal, you know, lets us do that as well, and he's in there with us. So. That's a system we've talked about as we put this together. This needs to be in the middle school too. And the good thing about using the Google Drive system is you can give different, you know, permissions to different people. So they may not need as much as we have up here, but they understand the Lake Ridge way and the operation. So absolutely, that's something that we'll use all the way through with our coaches so we can be on the same page.
Coach, I think starting this up probably is one of the biggest challenges, figuring out what you need to put into this, how you're going to organize it. I mean, I'm looking to the right of me here, and I have the shelf next to my desk here where I record these podcasts, and I have 6 4-inch binders. I got one that's titled Offense. I got also a 2-inch here, so like 6 inches of this is dedicated to all the things I've done as a head coach and all the different things in my program. I've got a 4-inch binder for recruiting. I got one for defense. I got one for special teams. And then I got kind of a miscellaneous one here as well. So that's just the stuff that I've taken the time to print out, you know, within the things that I do. I still have like multiple hard drives, probably terabytes full of stuff and all the digital things as well. So, man, it's a huge chunk. If I were trying to think about how do I put together all of this into a system for my coaches. And coach, that doesn't even count all the stuff that's in boxes and on VHS tapes in my garage that my wife wants me to throw out. So
it sounds like you went to my house and my office. You're describing the same thing. That's for sure.
So how do you do it? I mean, it is a daunting task, but you know, little by little you put this together. What would you recommend for coaches out there to get started with something like this?
You know what? That's a great question, because when we looked at it, I went, wow. We met in December. I said, wow, this is unbelievable. So one of our secondary coach is in charge of compiling this, because he's been here for 2 years now. And so because he's somewhat new, you know, he's kind of like, yeah, I want to know the why. So we're letting him compile it. we're putting things in the folder and he's kind of organized. But we, like we said, we started with six main categories that we said, okay, let's see if these fall within these categories. And like I said earlier, the Lake Ridge Way, our X and O schemes, players, coaches, you know, program operations. And so all we started doing, I said, okay, just two or three things a day I'm just going to drop in there. And I just got on my computer, and most of the stuff now we have electronically, you know, and so I'll just drop practice schedules in from every year one day. And the next day I'll start dropping in our booster club stuff. And the next day is our, you know, our initiatives from the years. And the next day is our player evaluation sheet. And so I think just going day by day, it doesn't become such a big thing. It's not an elephant. It's a slow process. And then we'll just categorize subtitles and subfolders within those main six. You know, and then you just have to simplify some. And what we're doing is our secondary coach, is he gets it. He's going through it and saying, okay, I don't need this. This is too much. Okay, we can simplify this. And so by his going through that, he's now seeing from a new, fresh set of eyes what's really needed for a newer coach and what's not. And so that's kind of how we're attacking this problem. But we knew it was going to be a vast amount of information. And I think sometimes it's too much. You know, we don't want them drinking from a fire hose, but we do want them knowing why they can do what we do.
Because to finish this up, tie things up here, I guess take us through that process. Let's say we got a new coach starting tomorrow. You said it's going to be 2 weeks for him. And again, you don't want him drinking out of the fire hose necessarily too. But what's that 2 weeks going to look like for that coach? And how do you get him through and make sure that he sees everything that he needs to?
Yeah, good question. We'll probably, you know, most of the time we'll have a guy hired. Hopefully it's June, you know, middle of June, you know, worst case scenario is early July. And we'll start our practice the second week in August. So what he'll do is once we come in and he's official, what I'm going to do is meet with him and say probably half a day. We've always done that. And I'll meet with him half a day, just one-on-one, and say, okay, let's go through this. Here's the general stuff. And then what we'll do is break up those six different folders that we have and say, okay, this week I want you to really just worry about players and X and O schemes. And then come back and we'll talk about it at the end of the week. Let's go through it. What questions do you have? Write down any questions you have. Let's go through this and we'll just, okay, we'll take that. You got it. We got a feel for it. Let's check it off. The next week we'll do the rest of what we have. Our program operations, you know, the Lake Ridge Way, why we do things, and cover that. And then at the end of 2 weeks, you know, we'll look at that and say, okay, what questions do you have? Tell me what you've seen. What can I explain better for you? And then wrap it up and say, okay, let's look at the whole big picture. Here's what we're doing. Because I think, you know, I think sometimes it's better for them to dive into the information because they're going to find questions than it is for me to give it there and teach them. And we want hands-on learning. So that's our plan. And I think within 2 weeks, they would have a good bulk of everything we're doing. And then once they hit the field, they'll see how it all applies and it'll be a quicker, a quicker learning curve for them. And so that's our plan.
Coach, for the guys who have come through in this, you mentioned you had some new coaches come in. What's been their feedback on this? I'm sure it's probably their first time being onboarded that way, where they've had a system like this that helps them learn the program, learn the system that they're going to be a part of.
It's been a relief. You know, it's a relief because I think anytime we take a new job, there's so many things you have to learn. You know, from the way a district does business to, you know, here are all of our coaches are on campus teaching. We have to do that in Texas. So they've got all the classroom responsibilities, maybe new systems, new procedures. You know, I'm moving to a new school. Sometimes they're moving from somewhere else. Sometimes it's, you know, they're getting their kids set. Sometimes their wife's getting a job at another campus or somewhere else. There's so many new things that I think it's a relief to them to understand, A, what are the expectations here? And B, I understand why we're doing things here. And I think, you know, 90% of the time in coaching, as we all know, things don't happen because of a lack of communication. You know, once with kids, we're not teaching it well. We can teach it better. Or when it's coaches, we don't spend time to explain it. And so when a lot of times when you don't know why, it causes hesitation. You can't be as good as you want to be. So our coaches have felt like it's a relief. Oh, I get it, coach. That makes sense. We're good. And they kind of feel more comfortable instead of the new guy coming in that everybody knows how to do things except me. And I'm looking around going, how am I supposed to do this? And who do I ask? And where do I, you know, they kind of know. And it ingrains them quickly in what we're doing. It gives them really a sense of confidence and relief when everything else is new.
Have you seen those results? Have you been able to see the difference, I guess, in the way that it's affecting the players when they have a new coach?
You know, that's a great question. I think probably so, because what will happen is they'll understand the practice tempo that we have. They'll understand how they're going to be coached, because, you know, that new coach comes in, those kids are expecting to be coached the way our staff coaches them, not the drills and the X and O's. I'm talking about the way they're treated and the way they're coached and the energy and the feedback and the one-on-one relationship time of wanting to help grow those kids. So when a coach comes in and understands why we're doing stuff and what we're doing, it's an easy transition for them. And our kids, what we see is our kids welcome those coaches with open arms much more than they do with a questionable look. And so that's what we want. We want to be able to plug in a brand new guy and say, hey, we hired this coach. He's awesome. You guys will love him. And the kids immediately go to the coach and they'll walk up, introduce themselves to him. They'll get excited. And our kids kind of feel like in culture, we say this every day, but, you know, culture is the way we do things here. And so our kids kind of know that new coach comes in, he's going to fit within our culture. That's just the way we do things here. And when he does that the first day and the first week, they're like, oh, man, that's awesome. We've got somebody that's just, you know, does things the way we do. And I think it gives them a springboard to develop a great player-coach relationship, which makes the whole experience for the kids even better.
Coach, I appreciate you sharing these things with us and taking the time today. As I mentioned before, seeing all the different things you guys are doing on Twitter, I could tell you're a very organized program, and I would love to learn more about some of the other things I've come across there. For our listeners, how can they connect with you? What are both your personal and your football Twitter accounts?
Yeah. The football Twitter account is @LakeridgeFB. The football account, the personal Twitter account, which is still has to do with our program, is @CoachKirkThor, KirkThor. If they want to email me, they can email me here at school. It's no problem at all. We'd love to get back to them. It's Kirk, KirkThor, MISDMAIL.org. So Mansfield ISD, MISDMAIL.org.
Coach, again, thanks for the time. Thanks all you're doing for the game. I think these kinds of ideas make all of us better. And good luck to you and your program in 2019.
Thanks, Keith, for having me. I appreciate it. Really enjoy the show. And anything we can do to help and learn more, we're glad to do it. But I enjoyed being on your show.
Check out our new Twitter @FBDEV. Coach, we're doing some great stuff there every single day. We're adding to it as we go through the off season here. We want it to be a great resource for coaches out there. Also, check out our systems at footballdevelopment.com if you are looking for some cutting edge techniques. We put it together in our advanced tackling system as well as our contact system. I also highly recommend you checking out our system for building culture, and we partner with Focus 3 and Brian Kite, and Brian's done a phenomenal job in helping organizations around the country, from corporate America to the education world to teams like Ohio State. If you read the book Above the Line, all of that book was about what Brian and his father Tim did to help out the Buckeyes. You could go get our system at usafootball.com/Focus 3.
Thanks for listening to USA Football's Coach and Coordinator Podcast. For more resources, visit the Coach Performance Center at usafootball.com.